Jamaat al-Muslimin, before we commence with the pre-khutbah, if the brothers that are already in this part of the masjid, if you can just maybe move forward and just close the gaps. I think it's something I haven't emphasized before, but you know, it's quite simple. It's about loving for your brother what you love for yourself. Because every week, our brothers are having to stand outside on the stoop, and meanwhile, there's a lot of gaps in the front. So let's fill the masjid from the front with the niyyah, inshallah, that we're going to make space for those at the back. I think that's as simple as we can put it, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا Muhammadan Rasulullah, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala hadha nabiyyil amin wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi al-ghurril mayameen. Amma ba'd. Jamaat al-Muslimin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-aziz ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم وقال تعالى واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين, in continuation of where we started off last week, speaking about two verses from the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats an emphatic point about one of the greatest trials and tests of our lives. The first verse, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 15, Innama, what is Innama? Adat al-Hasr wa Qasr. Anything that comes after innama, whether it be in the Quran or in the hadith of our beloved Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, is without any exception. So innama amwalukum, indeed your wealth, all of you without any exception. Wa awladukum, your children, all of you without any exception. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. What's a fitna? Not gossiping. Well, gossiping is a fitna, but gossiping is not fitna. It's just a word that we have taken and we have used it in our nomenclature, in our vocabulary, here in our community, in our society, to mean gossiping. In actual fact, a fitna is a trial. A fitna is a great test. A fitna can become a great tribulation and a calamity, wal'iyadu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that without any exception, your wealth, all of you, your children, all of you, is a great trial. And that by Allah is the greatest reward. In other words, for those who pass that trial, for those who pass that test. And inshallah, we're going to discuss exactly at the end of today's khutbah, a little bit before that, inshallah, we are going to discuss exactly how we are going to pass that test. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Starting with myself. So, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 15. And Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 28. Wa'alamu. And know this. Never ever does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say know this, except that it is something that we have to know. If we know what's good for us. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا, and know this for certain, that your wealth and your children are a trial for you. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And again, and that by Allah is the greatest reward. If we pass that test, if we pass the test of our wealth, and we pass the test of our children. What's the greatest test on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The greatest test on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. For every nation, for every people, for every community, there is a fitna, there is a trial. And the trial of my ummah is wealth. And that's why, what did we speak about last week? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mention the trial of children? Afwan, forgive me. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mention the trial or the test of wealth before, underline that word, before He speaks about the trial and the test of children? First speaks about money, then speaks about children. And certainly not because we love money more than our children. We've established that. Alhamdulillah, we give the benefit of the doubt to most human beings in this world. Those that are human in their hearts and in their minds wouldn't sell their children for all the money in the world. So it's not about that. But if we take in light of the hadith that for every nation there is a trial, and the trial of my nation is money, it is meaning that if we don't pass the trial of our wealth, we're not going to pass the trial of our children. Why? Because we're going to be too busy chasing after the dunya. And how many times do we think, well, you know, my family needs money. My family need a good place to stay. They need clothing. They need, nowadays with all the technology, they need gadgets, they need phones, they need, okay, that's another topic for another time. But on its time, inshallah ta'ala, it's a double-edged blade. All these gadgets of technology, they can be used for good, but they can also be used for bad. And that's where our responsibility comes in as parents. We have to always be guiding them. We have to always be monitoring them, making muraqabah of them for their own benefit, in their own best interest. But all these things need money. Education needs money. School, university, then they need transport. We have to buy them a car. We have to do this, we have to do that. But then we seem to lose mind of the fact that that's all they need. That they just need money. So that's what we concentrate on. Making as much money as we can. And we actually justify it. Now why are you so busy? Why are you chasing the dunya so much? No. You know, big demands. My family needs this, my family needs that. And then we forget that we're not even providing for ourselves or our families in the first place. And that's not our primary duty. In actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates the fact that we have to provide for ourselves. Something which we think. It's an illusion. We think we are providing. We think we are providing for ourselves and providing for our families. And Allah negates that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've not created the jinn, spirit kind, wal insa, mankind, except for the purpose of worship. That's the thing that must be here. That's why Allah created us, worshipping Allah. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقِ. I don't want sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. Nor do I want them to sustain. What does that mean? Well, to cut a long story short, it means I don't want sustenance from them for themselves. Nor do I want them to sustain themselves. Whether it's on one particular day or for any day. That for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written them the length of life that they will experience on this earth. Not for one particular day and not for any day. Does Allah want us to provide for ourselves or for our families? And Allah, at the end of the verse, He makes it emphatically clear. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هو الرزاق. Indeed Allah, He. Indeed Allah, He. Why doesn't he say, indeed Allah is alone the sustainer? No, he says, indeed Allah, He. That's also for emphasis. That's also for hasr and qasr. Meaning, indeed Allah, huwa, He, and He alone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed Allah, He and He alone is the one and only sustainer. We are not sustaining ourselves. We are not providing for ourselves. We are not providing for our families. Allah is providing. Yes, we go out and make the effort. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion of this world. We can't sit at home. There's no excuse. Unless a person is sick, physically sick, or disabled, or impaired, whereby they physically cannot go out and work. There is no excuse for a man to stay at home. Oh no, but I can't find work in my own field. I have a specialized field, a technical field. So I can't find a job, so I sit at home. No, there's no excuse for a man to sit at home. As long as he is healthy, as long as he can do something, he is duty bound by Allah. الرجال قوامون على النساء. We spoke about that last week. That men are the maintainers of women. Not women the maintainers of men. بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض. Because of that which Allah has favored some of them over others. وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. Because of what they spend out of their money. Meaning they are the duty bound breadwinners, not their wives. If they allow their wives to go and work, whatever their wives earn is theirs. But we all know the sisters at the end of the day, they plow that wealth back into the family anyway. But we have to have ghira, we have to protect their honor and make sure that their working environment is a safe one. That they're not being harassed, they're not being abused. That they're not being dishonored in any way. Otherwise we are going to be questioned by Allah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But we are the designated breadwinners. So that is why we go out in search of our lawful sustenance. Only in search. Allah testing us. Are we going to search for halal or are we going to take shortcuts and go for haram? وَالْحَرَامُ لَا يَدُمْ وَإِنْ دَامَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. And that which is haram, that which is unlawful, will not last. And if it lasts, it will not benefit. So all we have to do, we have to leave home every day believing that whatever Allah has put out for us, we're going to get. And whatever Allah has not put out for us, nobody can give us. لَوْ تَوَكَلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِي لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ يَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَيُرُوحُ بِطَانًا. If you truly had to put your trust in Allah, says our beloved Prophet ﷺ, then He would sustain you like He sustains a bird. It leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach and it comes home with a full stomach. And a bird has got no aql. A bird has got ghariza, instinct. We have got aql. Some takes a bitchy khabakl. But nevertheless, Allah has granted us aql. And He has showed us all the signs. How He manages this universe. How He sustains every atom and subatomic particle. Allah. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَاهُ بِقَدْرٍ. Everything we have created in due proportion. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. And there's not a single thing. And when the nakira, the indefinite article in the Arabic language, is negated, it includes the entire class of that thing. So if Allah says there's not a single thing, He means all things. Everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth, in the entire creation of Allah, there's not a single thing except that its provision is in the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, if we must get this right, this aqeedah, this belief, we will solve all our problems bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But it's because we're relying on ourselves. No, no, I'm providing. And then what do? We forget the reason why Allah created us. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And at the end of the day, we just live for the dunya. And remember, Shaitan, he hates a style. He commits a dry. He does a lot of backdoor business. Shaitan. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. How do you think he got Adam and Hawa alayhi salam to eat from the forbidden fruit? Did he tell them, look, I know Allah has told you can't eat from this, but it tastes like us to eat. No. He led them on. مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Your Lord did not prevent you or prohibit you from eating from this tree. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Except that you would become like two angels or you would be granted immortality. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. In actual fact, he made an oath. He swore to them, I'm just giving you good advice. And this is how we even sometimes deceive ourselves. No, but the kids, they need money, so I have to make this deal. Even though it's a shady deal. Even though I'm in doubt. But I won't leave it out. Why? Because I need the bucks. I need the paisa. And at the end of the day, we get so overcome by chasing after that thing that we think is keeping our spouses and children alive, that we end up just living for that thing. The dunya. And so, bringing these two verses into perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, verse 131 and 132, I want you to listen to me very carefully here. I'm just a delivery boy. So, it's not about my voice, it's not about who I am, but it's the words of Allah that I'm going to share with you today. I want you to listen to these two verses very carefully. Surah Taha, verse 131 and 132. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد عوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق رب وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى صدق الله العظيم. Very, very powerful verse. Two very powerful verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not extend your eye towards that. Do not look at that. What? وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ. And the noon with a shadda on it is for affirmation. Don't look at it for 1 second. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ. It's a prohibition with emphasis. نون التوكيد الثقيلة. إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ. Do not look at that. The thing with which we have granted enjoyment to some of the people. To some of the people. In the tafsir of the ayah, some of the mufassireen say it refers to an occasion when a guest came to the Prophet ﷺ and he didn't have anything to give him. So he sent one of the Sahaba to a Yahudi, to a Jew, to ask him for some flour. And the Prophet ﷺ said that he would pay him at a later stage because he didn't have anything to pay him with. So the Yahudi says, La, illa birahnin, except with a mortgage. You have to put some collateral down. So the Prophet sent his dara, he sent his shield as collateral that he would pay the Yahudi at a later time. So this verse came down. And in the other opinion, the Mufassirin say it was referring to the fattened camels of Bani Mustalik that the Sahaba were looking at, admiring when they came past them, and the verse came down. Don't look at those things with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to some of them, azwaja minhum, the flower of this world, zahrat al-dunya, or zahrat al-hayat al-dunya, the flower of the life of this world. That's the similitude. That's the metaphor that Allah uses. That we see You know, here I'm struggling. I'm working hard every day. I'm sweating. But, you know, hy gaat vorentoe en ek bly agter. So I've got to make a plan. And I start thinking overtime. Because I need the bucks. I need the pace. I need the fulus. And what's happening in the meantime? The children, they are going astray. Because I'm not doing my job. I'm not guiding them. I'm not advising them. I'm not raising them in the shade of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I'm too busy with the dunya. Because I want to be like him or even better. I want to be like him or I want to be like her or even better. Allah says, don't look at those things. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَكُمْ وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not desire those things with which Allah has favored some of you over others. And that's the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah says that Allah has favored some of you over others when it comes to rizq, when it comes to sustenance. In some cases, those people that you are looking at, that you are admiring, that you could wish you could be like them or even better, in some occasions, Allah has truly blessed them. Why? Because they are people who are conscious and mindful of Allah. They are people who fear Allah. They are people who understand the responsibility of wealth. And so Allah gives to them. Why? Because they are fulfilling the trust of having wealth. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعْلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. And spend out of that which we have made you trustees of. So Allah gives to them. And they spend. They look after their dependents. They look after their needs. They look after the needs of their dependents, their spouse, their children, perhaps their parents, if their parents are dependent on them. And they spend in the path of Allah. And Allah keeps giving to them and keeps giving to them. Yes, in a case like that, we can have ghibta. We can have ghibta. What's ghibta? It's the lawful form of envy. What's the lawful form of envy? You see Allah has given something to somebody, a good person, a pious person, and Allah gives to them of the dunya. So what do you say? MashaAllah. Allah wants this person to have this. How can I not want him to have it? Tabarakallah. May Allah bless you in what he's given you. Zadakallah. May Allah even give you more. And therefore there'll be no hasad in the heart. And then you turn to Allah. Oh Allah, as you have blessed that person and continue to bless them, oh Allah, bless me too and my family. That's permissible. That's called ghibta. As for hasad, that is haram. Al-hasadu ya'kul al-hasanat kama ta'kul al-nar al-hatab. Envy eats away at the person's good deeds like the fire eats away at the firewood. Isbir ala kayd al-hasud fa inna sabraka qatilu fan-nar ta'kul ba'daha in lam tajid ma ta'kulu. The poet says, persevere in the envy of the envier, because your perseverance will cause his destruction. Like a fire, فَالنَّارُ تَأْكُلُ بَعْضَهَا. If a fire doesn't find any fuel to feed on, what will it do? It'll eat itself. So don't, and every time something goes wrong, very often we hear, oh, the mens is khasat op me. The evil eye has befallen me. No, as long as you seek the protection of Allah, recite your quls, recite Ayatul Kursi, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are beautiful du'as to make for protection. Khalas, and you put your trust in Allah. Don't keep looking over your shoulder. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over all things. Wa'alam anna al-umma law ijtama'at an yanfa'uka bi shay'in lam yanfa'uka bi shay'in illa ma kataba Allahu lak wa in ijtama'a yadurruka bi shay'in lam yadurruka bi shay'in illa ma kataba Allahu alayk rufiyat al-aqlam wa jaffat as-suhuf. And know this, that if the whole world had to come together to benefit you with something, they wouldn't be able to benefit you with anything except that which Allah had written for you. And if the whole world had to come together to harm you with something, they wouldn't be able to harm you with anything except that which Allah had decreed for you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. So we seek the protection of Allah and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand the difference between ghibta and hasad. Right. Now, yes, if the person is being blessed by Allah with wealth, They are mindful of Allah. They stay away from haram. They perform the compulsory acts. And they are striving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. And Allah gives to them. MashaAllah, that is a ni'mah. That is a favor from Allah for them. But what about the person that is being given of the dunya? Because now, what is this verse saying? لا تمدنا. Don't look. عينيكَ. Don't look at those things with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted enjoyment to some of them. Don't look at them. Because in many cases, what you're looking at is live. You know, like the broadcast? Sometimes, you know, BBC or CNN or ITV or Al Jazeera, they put in a corner, live. You're looking at the live destruction of a person. Allah's giving to them. But because they are disobedient, because they are not mindful of Allah, because they don't fear Allah, and Allah has shown them so many signs, Allah has warned them, Allah has nudged them. You know, sometimes we get those nudges, you know, a little scratch on the car, you know, a sticky paint fall from the Isaf or whatever, you know, so we get this little nudge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Defroskel your eight, you know, a nudge. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we shall give them a taste of the small punishment before the big punishment, in order that they can wake up and return to Allah. But how many of us get nudges upon nudges upon nudges and we pay no attention? Why? Because ik wil hy pese hair. I want that fulus. I want that money. Even though I might be trying to attain it in an unlawful way, I'm just going for it. Ignoring the signs of Allah. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when they ignored that which Allah had forewarned them with, giving them the nudges, showing them the signs that they must stop with their nonsense, and they must stop worrying so much about the dunya and look after the amanat of these children that Allah has placed in their care. And when they ignored about that which they had been forewarned, we opened up the doors of everything for them. Hatta idha farihu bima utu, until they were overjoyed with that which they received, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, we suddenly seized them, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and they were shrouded in great regret and sorrow. You know what that's called? Istidraj. Istidraj. So don't even have ghibta for that man. Certainly don't have hasad. It doesn't make sense. You know, to envy somebody who you are seeing live, mubashir. You are seeing live, they are being led on and destroyed by Allah. Why do I say led on? Because al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. You get what you deserve. What goes around comes around. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen. In other words, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. Indeed, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they deceive Allah and Allah deceives them. Does it mean that Allah is a deceiver? A'udhu billah. Hasha lillah. Allah is no deceiver. But what Allah does, Allah's created a system in this universe. If you deceive, you'll be deceived. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by not being satisfied with that which Allah has put out for you, and you want to attain that which Allah has not given to you, and you want it without blessings, then Allah will give it to you. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. Do whatever you like, says the Prophet ﷺ. What you do will be done unto you. May Allah save us. May Allah guide us. Allah cause us to be mindful of our real purpose in this world. We're just passing through. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب وعابر السبيل. Be in this world as if you're a stranger or a traveler. مثلي ومثل الدنيا كمثل راحل استظل تحت شجرة ثم انصرف. The likeness of me and the likeness of this world is the likeness of a man on a journey who took rest under the shade of a tree and then he moved on. How are we going to be put into the ground? All those things that we're chasing after. Is any of it going with us into the ground? Or even that family, the excuse for which we are chasing after in the dunya, are they going with us to the qabr? La wallah. لَقَدْ جَأْتُمُونَ فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You have come unto us singular, just like we created you for the first time. Just like we left the wombs of our mothers for the first time, naked and owning nothing of this world, so we are going to be put into that qabr. Naked and owning nothing of this world. Just a few pieces of white cloth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very powerful ayah this. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجَ مِنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ وَأَبَقَى. And do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some of them. It's being but the splendor of the worldly life, the flower of the life of this world, that we might test them therein. That we might test them therein. It's a great fitna. The person is disobeying Allah. Allah is giving them wealth. It's istidraj. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِ مَتِينَ. That's what it's called, istidraj. Allah says in the Quran, and we shall suddenly seize them. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. From where they cannot account. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ مَا أَخِيفَ هَلَدْرَاتِ. You want it? I'll give it to you. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. But my plan cannot be overturned. My plan cannot be overturned. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ عَبْدًا يُعْطَى وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَأْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَأْلَمْ أَنَّهُ إِسْتِدْرَاجٌ. If you see the servant of Allah being granted of the dunya, whilst they are disobeying Allah, then know that Allah is preparing to destroy them. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. In order that Allah might test them therein, and the sustenance of your Lord is better and longer lasting. In other words, that which you earn in a halal way, that which you earn in a contented way. In other words, you know, whatever Allah is going to put out for me, I'm going to get. So I go out there and I search for my lawful sustenance, and I do it in a beautiful way. Listen to this hadith. Allah, Allahu Akbar. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن روح القدس نفث في روعي أو نفث في روعي أن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل أجلها وتستوعب رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. Beautiful. الله أكبر. Beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that indeed a Ruh al-Qudus, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, inspired me with the fact that no soul shall die unless it reaches its appointed time of death. And unless it has consumed all of its sustenance that Allah has put out for it. So be mindful of Allah. Wa ajmilu fi talab. And seek your sustenance in a beautiful way. Go out there and seek it, knowing that Allah has guaranteed you for it. Allah has guaranteed it to you. What did Taqiyyuddin al-Hasan al-Basri say in his first secret to happiness? عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ رِزْقِي لَا يَأْخُذُهُ غَيْرِي فَاطْمَأَنَّ قَلْبِي. He said, I knew that my sustenance, nobody could take it but me, so my heart was satisfied. He knew that no matter what Allah had put out for him, nobody could take it away. So khalas, he's contented. And that is true wealth. That is true wealth. ليس الغنى عن كثرة الأرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. True wealth is not measured by material possession. True wealth is measured by the satisfaction of the heart. So see, أومين سخسيرت الحمد لله في دي بيجي فتكت. I can see a lot of grey hair here. I want you just to close your eyes and remember how you were brought up and how little maybe you might have had, but how many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that in that little that you and your family had. Allah. Barakah, that's what we need. Barakah. Wa rizqu rabbik, meaning the sustenance of your Lord, that which Allah gives you with blessings, is far better and longer lasting than that which you are chasing after in a haram, in an unlawful way. Right, let's connect it to the raising of children. Let's connect it to our duty. And I'm speaking again, firstly, to the husbands and the fathers, starting with myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. What's the one got to do with the other? The one minute he's telling us, don't look at those things that Allah has granted some of them. And in the one verse it refers to the disbelievers. And the other verse, it's general. Don't look at that which Allah has given others. Granted them some enjoyment of the flower of the life of this world. Testing them therein. Don't desire the same test. Don't desire the same test. In the hadith Qudsi, يَبْنَ آدَمْ عِنْدَكَ مَا يَكْفِيكَ وَأَنْتَ تَطْلُبُ مَا يُطْغِيكَ. O mankind, you have that which is enough for you, but you want that which is going to send you astray. لَا بِقَلِيلٍ تَقْنَعْ. You're not satisfied with a little bit. وَلَا مِنْ كَثِيرٍ تَشْبَعْ. Nor are you happy with a lot, because you always want more. إِذَا كُنْتَ مُعَافًا فِي بَدْنِكَ. If you have your health, خَسَوْنْتَيْتْ. اَيْتِخْرَوْنْتَيْتْ. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِكَ. Your duck or your cup, your peace and security. عندك قوت يومك, and you have your daily provision. لقد حيزت لك الدنيا بحذافيرها. Then you've attained the dunya and everything in it. Allah, be careful what you wish for, Jamaat al-Muslimin. I say it to myself first. Be careful what you wish for. Rather ask Allah, oh Allah, choose and decide for me. So if He gives you something, alhamdulillah, it's good for you. And if He keeps it away from you, you say, alhamdulillah, Allah has saved me. So don't look at those things with which Allah has granted enjoyment to some of the people. Testing them therein. And the sustenance of your Lord that He gives you with blessings is better and longer lasting. Then what does He say? Tell your family to make salah. Ah, so this is the real job. This is the real amanat that I am duty bound to. I'm not duty bound to provide, but I'm duty bound to guide. That rhymes, eh? I'm not duty bound to provide. Allah is the provider. I'm not duty bound to provide, but I'm duty bound to, say it, to guide. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Make sure that your family is praying. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And persevere therein. Don't wake them up for Fajr for 3 nights, and then for 3 months you leave them. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after that? Tell your family to pray, persevere in therein. Allah says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you for sustenance. We don't ask you for sustenance. It's not your job. You must just go out and make the effort in a halal way. But it's Allah that's providing for you. It's Allah that's looking after you. It's Allah that's sustaining you and me and everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. You concentrate on that for which you've been created. Looking after your ibadah and the ibadah of those whom Allah has placed in your care, your wife and your children. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We will sustain you. You don't worry about risk. That's the last thing you must worry about. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And the final success will be for who? The people with the paisa? The people with the fulus? وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. The real provision that we need for ourselves and our families is Allah consciousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustain us with Allah consciousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of what our true purpose is in life and what we are truly responsible for and duty bound for in this world. And with it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sustenance that is lawful and in abundance. Oh Allah, grant us only that which is good for us and keep away all that is bad for us. Ya Allah, keep it away from us. Distance us between that which is unlawful, like you have distanced the east from the west. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغراه طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم وقال تعالى اعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم وقال تعالى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى فيا أخوة الأفاضل علينا أن نعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد كتب لنا رزقنا ولا نموت حتى نستوعب ذلك الرزق فكما أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب فنسأل الله تعالى يوفقنا لكل ما يحب ويرضى وأن نرعى مسؤوليتنا على أولادنا وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يرزقنا بالفوز والفلاح في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم والنفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام وفي اليمن وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر مثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة